this day, July 14, 1853, an event opens demonstrating to the world that civilization advanced in those first 50 years of the 1800s more than the previous 5,000 years. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. The years between 1830 and 1860 in the United States saw great expansion of population, business, political, and economic life. People were filling out the West while immigrants from around the world were arriving in large numbers. The lumber trade was booming. Hard and soft coal was developed as fuel for houses, for making steam, for gas, and for making iron. Oil was discovered in western Pennsylvania. There were new inventions for households and farming. Manufacturers invented new processes which increased output. Ships were powered by steam, and after 1838, there were transatlantic steamers. Railroads were expanding, carrying people and products everywhere faster. Civilization advanced in those first 50 years of the 1800s more than the previous 5,000 years. Man, it was an exciting time. Franklin Pierce was inaugurated on March 4, 1853, and not too long after that, he attended an event which demonstrated that the United States and other parts of the world were making great strides in making life better for all mankind. On this day, July 14, 1853, the first World's Fair opens at the Crystal Palace in New York. People came from all over to admire the new products that were on display. It was an impressive display, too. You know, there's a book that was published describing the building, the floor plan, and the classes of products on display. I have a copy of it in PDF. If you want one, just let me know. It is a real neat thing to look through and see all that was going on at this awesome display. The Crystal Palace was the centerpiece building of the fair, and it's described in the book that I just told you about. I also provided a picture with this lesson. Well, President Pierce was at this, and he actually opened the event with a speech. And in that speech, he captured what science was doing for mankind. Here's what he said. Everything around us reminds us that we live in a utilitarian age, where science, instead of being locked up for the admiration of the world, has become tributary to the arts, manufactures, agriculture, and all that goes to promote our domestic comforts and our universal prosperity. In other words, science was being used to promote the happiness and comfort of mankind. Well, that fair lasted 4 months, and it ended on November 14th. And during those 4 months, over 1 million people came to marvel at mankind's latest achievements. Well, just before the close of the fair, something awful happened to the Crystal Palace. In October, the building burned down and took with it much of the products on display, including valuable works of art. But that fire didn't put a stop to the inventiveness of mankind. The rest of that century saw even more advancements, and look where we're at today. Each generation stands on the accumulated wealth of inventiveness and knowledge of past generations. We stand on the shoulders of giants and want to improve on what they did, but we need what they did before us to improve. Where would we be without previous generations and what they've done? It's something to remember. Who knows what we will see tomorrow?